common mm-hmm. thing to do to make a wish on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you grow peaches here?
Yeah.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Spartanburg County adjoins us is one of the leading peach growing areas anywhere, you know.
I know south of here.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, peaches grow very well here, mm-hmm. but there's very few orchards in Polk County. In the lower edge adjoining South Carolina, there's several mm-hmm. pretty good sized ones. Here it's more apples if you're going to grow.
Okay. Do you know of any different terms for types of peaches depending on whether you can sort of break them open?
Claystone or clingstone.
Okay. What do you call the inside part in the peach?
The pit.
Okay. How about on a cherry?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Occasionally somebody will call a peach pit a stone, peach stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you grow cherries here? Yeah. Does anybody grow?
Not commercially. A few people have them, but
mm-hmm.
it's hardly worth the effort. Our good friends, the Boyds.
Yep, they like them, huh?
Well, the birds will eat you to them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have some sort of a net or something to put over them.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. How about pies? You told me you make fried pie as a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
How about a deep pie? Kind
of? Oh, yeah.
What are those called?
Well, I can tell you what one old lady called. She used to pick up anything she could find, you know, and put it in. She called it a rang jangling pie. That was her. And man, were they ever.
Just mix different kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just whatever she had. Tell you the truth about it, they were pretty poor. But that old lady could take care of anything and make it taste good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, I have heard the term boiled pie for what you're talking about, but it is not common at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cobbler, do people call
mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, or deep dish pie, is that another term?
Fairly recent.
Okay.
I was long grown before I ever heard of a deep dish pie.
Okay. Now what about other things in the garden? Here we come to the poke salad. That doesn't really grow in the garden, though.
No.
That just grows out of wild.
Mm-hmm.
How about other kinds of greens that you cook?
Some people cook wild eggs.
Hmm.
Cattail roots are awfully good if you know how to prepare them, and I don't.
Hmm. You have some swamps-like areas mm-hmm. around where
yeah.
they grow?
Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the usual vegetables, peas, carrots, onions, the works.
What kind of onions?
Well, the old days, they were Bermuda onions or spring onions.
Okay.
In other words, Bermuda onions and spring onions are probably one and the same. You plant them thick, and when they get big enough that you can pick them up and fry them or boil them in iced potatoes or something, you thin them out so they'll make larger onions. Big white onions.
Oh, okay.
Big white onions were Bermuda.
But when they were smaller, you'd call them